There's no shortage of laments from the Baroque period, and I've just discovered Venus's Lament from Giovanni Ligrenzi's opera La Divisione del Mondo. It has many similarities to the lament from Purcell's Dido in Aeneas, and I think it's quite beautiful. It follows the formula which goes back to Monteverdi's Lamento del Ninfa, written 50 years earlier. There's a stepwise descending ground bass, and on top of this, the voices weave with chromatically falling and rising melodic lines. Ligrenzi wrote this opera in 1675 for the Teatro San Salvador in Venice. It was a huge success, partly because of impressive sets and special effects. The opera has a complex storyline, going back to the division of the universe after the victory of the Olympian gods over the Titans. There is chaos as a new order takes over from the old. Relationships are broken and new ones forged. The sole driving force is Venus, who provides moral temptations, leading all gods but Saturn astray. In this complex web of infidelity, Diana is promised to Neptune but loves Pluto. Pluto loves Venus, who loves both Mars and Neptune. But Venus herself also suffers. When she sings this lament, she finds herself alone on a rock, separated from her beloved Mars. Eyes, may you weep, you will laugh no more. My once happy heart is breaking with sorrow. Here is a performance of Lumi Potet Piangere by Simone Kemé, and it comes from her CD released last year, entitled simply Love. That was Lumi Potet Piangere from Giovanni Ligrenzi's opera La Divisione del Mondo. It was sung by Simone Kemé. To hear this again, please go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.
FMR.